Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Just wanna talk about the boys in blue. Amen. Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? Amen. What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too? Amen. How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty wanna know. Amen. What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
No, I sing this song all the time in my head.
Yeah, you're like the dude hitting the top of the car playing Cotrero.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, especially Wednesday mornings, I walk down and make my coffee. I'm like, hey, Matt, how are you, buddy?
Please tell me that's not true.
No, it is. That song is in my head all the time. You know it's in your head, too, right?
At times, like every when I hear it, it's hard to get it out of there, but it's very catchy.
It is. It's fantastic. I think it needs to be played at the ballpark more often than never. So we could get that done. Musically speaking, when you watch Cole Reagan's pitch, what Grateful Dead song does that sum up? Or what Grateful Dead song kind of sums up what Cole Reagan's is all about?
Jeez. That's putting me on the spot. Wow. Well, I think yesterday he was trucking.
I was going to say that. Yesterday he definitely was, man. Like, I mean, you just kind of sit back, put a tie-dye shirt on, and just cross your legs and watch it. Like, there's nothing you have to do when this guy pitches. I mean, it's unbelievable watching him, you know. And I don't know if you ever get sick and tired of it, or you're like, ah, this is old hat, or you're a baseball guy. I love watching this guy pitch, man. It's phenomenal. No.
Yeah, I don't think you get sick. I think you'd be an idiot if you were, especially the manager, and you were sick and tired of watching somebody put up zeros.
Good.
No, definitely not. And it's funny you say that, though, because sometimes you think, okay, you know, you're watching as a fan and you think, oh, they don't have to do anything. You're just watching. But nothing, it never stops leaving your head. Like, what's the move going to be? When's, you know, because you're facing Lopez last night and it's 0-0. It's 1-1. The pitch counts are getting to where you're getting, you know, originally I'm thinking, oh, maybe he goes 8, you know, maybe he goes 9, and then all of a sudden it's 6. How do you finish the game? And it's, you know, it's never as relaxing as it seems.
Yeah, I know. But he makes it that way. Like, he just kind of just has that death stare, that, like, I got this look in his eye, and he goes out there, 10 strikeouts against Milwaukee, 11 strikeouts last night. Like, it's almost automatic. You can put this guy down for double-digit strikeouts every fifth day.
Well, that would be awesome. I mean, you know, he's been on a great run these last two starts, and that's, you know, a lot of the reason we have him as our number one starter, you know, I mean, because he can do that to different lineups. I mean, they stacked seven righties in there yesterday against him. He had the changeup, he had the curveball, he was throwing strikes with the fastball. You know, we'll see other teams that'll do the opposite and put more lefties in there to challenge him to get his slider and, you know, use the outer part of the plate. And, you know, he'll adapt to that as well. And he did that yesterday with a couple lefties that were in there. So good for him. I mean, he's throwing the ball extremely well right now, and that sets the tone for us.
Yeah, I watched that game yesterday from Franklin's Tower. Take it as it may, whatever you want to think about that. But, I watched that game yesterday, and, you know, seeing what you had available in the bullpen last night, it wasn't the three-headed monster that you had given out in the previous two nights. The reason why is because, obviously, they had pitched in the last two previous nights. But how impressive was it for those guys to get it done in the back half of that game after Cole Reagan's start?
Well, we know that's going to be the case. You know, I mean, that's if you're a good team and you're going to go on winning streaks, you're going to use every reliever you have, and they're going to pitch in different situations, because if you play close games, you know, your closer and your setup guy, they're going to pitch, and they can't pitch every game. And that's our job as an organization, to put a deep bullpen together, and that's what we feel like we've done. I mean, you look at the guys that pitched yesterday, just because they haven't gotten saves previously, they've pitched in extremely high leverage. And we talked about that all last year with guys like Zerpa and Schreiber. Those guys, they pitched huge innings for us right from the get-go last year for the first time. And now they've been there. They've done that in high leverage. They've done it in important games. Lynch had an awesome August and September for us last year. You know, Sam Long's back there. Stratton's got a world of experience doing it. So we feel really fortunate to have that depth, because we're going to need it if we're going to be a good team.
And I think also, too, if you're thinking about songs that kind of coincide with this team, They Love Each Other could be another one, because these guys seemingly always pick each other up. I mean, like making plays behind the pitchers, the bullpen arms coming in, picking up the starting staff. Vinny last night, I mean, just a little duck snort out there to get the run home and whatnot. Like, they have that kind of knack.
Well, again, you're going to have to beat teams a lot of different ways. I mean, there's going to be speed nights, there's going to be power nights, there's going to be pitching nights, there's going to be some nights we win 10-9. You know, I mean, there's just good teams find different ways to win. And that's, you know, not every night's built the same. We're going to go through stretches where runs are hard to come by. We're going to go through stretches where it's hard to get the other team out. The constants have to be the speed, the defense, playing the game hard, doing the little things, you know, when you have the opportunities. Now, some nights, you know, you just get beat, but other nights you're going to have to string together these kinds of games, where last night we certainly, runs were at a premium, and we were able to use our speed, Bobby's speed, to make the difference.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because do you think, like, I don't know, it's percentages and maybe it's a dumb question, but when you talk about Bobby's speed and Griffin Jacks throwing that ball, you know, over his first or past his first baseman last night, do you think that speed is one of the first things that goes into his mind? Like, that rushes that throw, that makes him kind of press a little bit more, because he knows what seven speed can be as soon as he gets out of the batter's box?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, I actually, watching it live, I thought that ball was out in front of the mound a little bit more, but it was actually right to him. I mean, he was on the dirt, so, you know, I'm sure he sees out of the corner of his eye how hard Bobby's going as soon as he leaves the box. So there's no question that his speed has something to do with that.
When you look at that too, because then, you know, first to third, you've got to love your chances with Bobby on third and Vinny up to bat. And again, the play that happens, the guy takes one glance, you know, to see where Bobby's at, and he's already in the air, ready to chest first slide, and the run scores. And again, you win the game 2-1. But again, it was one of those games that I thought was a gutsy win, because you leaned on your ace, you leaned on your superstar and his speed, and the guy that hits behind him knocks him in. It may not be the prettiest score in the stat book, but hey, a win's a win, and you've taken 2 out of 4 from Minnesota, which is a huge series for you guys.
Yeah, well, all good points. I mean, you know, we're running a contact play there, which means, you know, if Vinny smokes a ball right to the first baseman, it's likely Bobby's out, you know, and that's the risk we're going to take. But just any sort of slower hit ball, you know, Bobby's going to score. If Vinny chops that ball, he's going to score easily. But, you know, it doesn't matter at the end of the day how you get your one more than the other team. You know, and you can, you know, I know in football sometimes you call it an ugly win or whatever. They're wins. And that's at the end of the, at the end of the season, mm-hmm. you're going to look up and your record is what your record is. And there's going to be games where, you know, you fall in a fashion that, you know, you wish you had back like that. I'm sure, you know, the Twins, that's not their best game yesterday. And you know, that's going to happen to everybody, but you need to take advantage of it when those opportunities are presented to you.
Is Bubic surprising you, or is this kind of what you expected from him? Because he's been fantastic as well.
Oh, we're not surprised. I mean, you know, I don't think you ever expect someone to go out and throw shutouts every time he's out there, but we have very high expectations for him, and he does of himself. You know, I mean, he's not a rookie. He's been around. He understands what he needs to do. He's developed a really good pitch mix. We know he's got great deception. You know, he's got good stuff. He's a real competitor. He's very, you know, calm in his demeanor, but he is a very, very competitive guy. And behind the scenes, he's never satisfied with what the results have been. He's always trying to improve. He has a great relationship with Brian and the coaching staff. You know, they constantly game plan and work on what pitches need to be tweaked. So, yeah, we definitely feel very fortunate to have him in our rotation.
Yeah, and I think having him as the fifth guy, per se, or Lorenzen the fifth guy in the rotation, both of those guys, having four and five as strong as you do and having one, two, and three being legit, you're like, man, this is going to be a tough out for anybody when all five of these guys are going.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, so much is made of the order of the rotation, especially early in the season. But as we know, these guys are all going to hopefully make 30-plus starts. And that's, you know, these orders get messed up by rain delays, you know, uncommon off days where you're not matching up number one with number one all the way through the season. Things happen with days off and you know, especially the All-Star break, everybody resets their rotation. So it really doesn't matter who's one and who's five because they're all going to make 30-plus starts if they're healthy. And that's, you know, we look at every night as its own individual game, and it doesn't matter if it's game one or game 162. These guys will take the ball whenever they can and go out and try to beat you.
Do you have a certain date in mind where you start to, like, really evaluate and kind of get a feel for what people are going to be like this season?
No. I mean, I think the way I approach it is each game is its own individual season. I mean, you can't take anything for granted. You know, you can talk about certain months, you can talk about certain stretches of the schedule, but it really does us no good to look at it that way. I mean, we have to attack each and every day. And if you're waiting for May to hit, or you're waiting for this part of the schedule or this series, then what are you doing on today? You're overlooking it. And that's not the right attitude in my mind.
I'm talking to Royals manager Matt Cotrero here on Fesco and Dusty. We'll give you three more to finish off. Number one, Bob's nickname for your guys at the end of the bullpen, Harvey, Ursig, and Estevez. He wants to call it he. Do you have a nickname in your mind what you want to call this bullpen?
I like he.
Okay, that's not a question, right? That's just a statement.
I mean, do you have a nickname for him? Or do you hate it?
I don't have a nickname for him, but Bob's the one with the imagination. We'll go with that.
All right, and then number two, have you watched any anime yet? Because your, you know, guy that closed out games does the anime feature of the Goku or whatever it is. Have you got into that at all yet?
I will be honest, I did not know what that was. So I did see someone brought it to our attention of what it was. But, hey, I hope I see a lot of that this year.
No doubt about it. And then the last one, speaking of Magnolia and Sugar Magnolia, will you have any sort of eye towards the Masters?
I love watching it. I haven't seen what our times are, whether it'll match up. I mean, I think it's an awesome event. I've always liked to see the scenery there. I've never gotten to go there or, you know, appreciated in person, but sure, I'll definitely, I'm not following closely like who's favored or any of that kind of stuff, but I will definitely watch it if I get an opportunity.
Well, the eyes of the world are on the Masters and you guys right now.
That's right.
You guys are working it today.
That's right. And since you answered all those questions, great. I have to ask, did you watch Jack Caglione's home run last night?
I saw it in the box score. I have not watched it the video of it yet. I will at some point.
Oh, my gosh.
You won't see the ball. It's gone so fast.
Yeah, what a specimen he is. Well, Matt Cotrero, go out there and take 3 out of 4.
He's gone.
Maybe you get 4 out of 4 from those Twins, and we'll be locked in tonight as Seth Lugo takes the slab and continues these quality starts. Thanks for the time, Matt.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
He loves it.
That's fantastic.
He.
What? Cut his reaction to that, that's great. Please.
Coming up on the other side, we'll revamp the Masters, give you some odds and favorites that we like, plus some storylines that might make more sense if we talk about them and you get to hear them here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Do you remember who Michael Lorenzen got traded for? Walter no. Carter Pennington of Mission Hills.
Honest to God, until just this moment, I thought that was a fake name that we were using, like, you know, the bottom tooth guy or Virgil MasterCard and guys of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Pennington is a real person. I had no idea. Walter Carlton Pennington of the Texas Rangers.
That makes it so much better.
What does?
That you didn't know that.
Oh, or the middle name of Carlton Pennington.
Carlton makes it better, too.
I mean, yeah, I keep hearing that name. I just thought it was a made-up, Mission Hills golfer name.
Walter.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, I'm Walter Pennington of the Pennington family of Mission Hills. I swear to God, I thought that was a made-up human being. Yeah. That is a real person, Walter Pennington. Wow.
That's real.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. I'm gonna throw one out here, both of you. From the New York Post, I want your reaction. Put your microphone on, Mac. KFC introduces fried chicken flavored toothpaste.
Pass.
And it's selling out.
What? Curiosity.
You brush your teeth with that, you'll talk like this.
Sweet. And I promise you'll be able to understand all the words. Not like Sting, where you can only understand the last three.
Yeah, that's a no for me, Bob.
Yeah, so you're out on that?
Yeah, it's a no for me,
Mac,
Bob.
Are you in on that one?
I'd give it a shot. Try anything once.
Yeah, if somebody brought it in and said, here's some, you know, 11 herbs and spices is what the flavor is. It's inspired by all of them, not 10. All 11. All 11 herbs and spices, according to their news release. And I don't know if this is a selling point or not. Like biting into a hot, juicy piece of KFC original recipe chicken, this toothpaste is irresistible, coating your teeth in flavor before leaving your mouth feeling fresh and clean. We love pushing boundaries, and what better way to do it than by bringing KFC's legendary flavors into an everyday essential? His smile marketing manager, Coben Jones, said, this collab is bold, unexpected, and seriously fun.
Sounds like a collab.
It does sound like a collab, yeah. Combining collab and bold, that's a collab. The toothpaste, which is offered exclusively on the His Smile website for, guess how much they're charging for this?
$12.99.
$13.
Wow.
Was sold out as of Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Bunch of nasties out there. Nasty asses brushing your teeth with fried chicken.
So I mean, what would you like? Food item flavored toothpaste. What would you go with?
Thin Mint cookies and
Girl Scouts. That's yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, like, would you do a barbecue sauce flavored?
Absolutely not.
What about Smokehouse Cajun butter sauce for toothpaste?
Now you're talking.
Now we're talking Flavor Town, baby.
Why don't you brush your teeth with their ranch?
Well, yeah, I would do that too. But why can't we just have toothpaste?
Yeah, we figured that out already. Let's just be done.
I mean, the most exotic I ever got was like that blue sparkly kind as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, remember that stuff? Yeah.
I don't know who made it, but I just...
I think it was it Aquafresh, wasn't it?
I don't know. That was like Crest.
And it tastes like bubble gum a little bit, right? It had a little bubble gum flavor to it, and that was like wild. You go to the dentist, do you want mint or chocolate? Oh, give me the mint. Do you want the mint toothpaste or the fried chicken flavored toothpaste, sir?
You may not have to ask, judging by the person. We know what he wants. Yeah, I'm out on that. That's just absolutely
disgusting. That just sounds disgusting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Not a chance.
The 816 says, Will Levis seeing this?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, get him a mayonnaise toothpaste. Yeah.
What about like if they did like a Big Mac flavored toothpaste?
No. No food
You're
toothpaste.
Kind of shaking your head a little bit.
A little bit better. Like a Big Mac.
You do?
I do love Big Mac.
I mean, who doesn't? They're good, but I mean, as a toothpaste flavor? What about an In-N-Out flavored toothpaste? I would do that.
No.
Mac's awesome.
That would be good.
What about DQ gravy?
Yeah, there you go. 913 says, I'd brush my teeth with the Texas Roadhouse honey butter. There you go. That's okay. A good one. That's a good one.
I'm good.
That's not bad. The honey butter. Texas Roadhouse, by the way, as of yesterday, is the number one chain restaurant in the United States, passing Olive Garden.
Oh.
Damn. I don't remember the last time I've been to a Roadhouse. Love it, though.
Been a few months. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Years for me.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really have competition for what it does.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say the most, it's like a Longhorn. Mm-hmm. Would probably be a competition for it, but like everybody goes to Roadhouse. They give you free rolls. I mean, it's there.
It's huge.
Is that the place with the peanuts, too, on the floor?
They don't do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore? COVID
killed
that?
Oh, they don't do that anymore.
I don't believe so.
Okay. Maybe I haven't been there since they were doing that.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while either.
I could be wrong. I'm the wrong person to ask. I'm not like a connoisseur of Texas Roadhouse. You've seen me make steaks. I'm joking. Kind of.
No, I mean, you do a great job about it. Why would you, you know, go anywhere else? You know, women, get dusty. He's a catch.
Take it easy.
I'm being serious.
Relax.
Relax. We're hitting prime dusty season.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, it's gotta be summer. It's spring, summer, golf, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of me time.
So this is the time where you don't want a girlfriend?
Nah, I don't think so. Or as like John Mayer once said, till the right one comes.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'll let you know when I find the right one. Put that out loud. I'm sorry. 17 years on Saturday. Looking forward to it, Jen.
That's what I win, Jen. Somebody says, Dusty and I would brush our teeth with Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. Am I right? Well, I don't want to get attacked again on the text line.
Be careful.
Yeah. Didn't see any energy when I talked about Michael Lorenzen's body.
Spent 15 minutes on his arms. Biceps.
No, the Masters does start today. For some that don't care, it really starts tomorrow. But for me, it starts for me today, damn it. Scottie Scheffler is the favorite at plus 400. For him to finish in the top five is minus 115. That is very impressive, by the way. That's where the favorites last. This is all according to DraftKings. Rory McIlroy, plus 650 to win outright, plus 130 to finish in the top five. So that is a number that I would say you could attack for you bettors out there that want to bet the Masters. Say, hey, Dusty, who's going to win the Masters? Such a hard question to answer. I don't know. It's such a, you know, shot in the dark. I mean, I know Scottie Scheffler would be the easy answer. Say, yeah, it's Scottie. But Rory to finish in the top five. Last time he finished runner-up was 2022. So top five with plus money seems like a good bet. John Rahm is third best odds at plus 1,300. Colin Morikawa, fourth best odds at plus 1,800, as well as Xander Schauffele. And then Bryson DeChambeau at plus 2,000. I also like him as a top five finisher at plus 350. If you can hit the ball long at the Masters, you can be successful. But again, it all goes back to putting on those greens. You go play, you know, golf courses and the greens are tough. Somebody's always going to make that comment like, what are these, the Masters greens? You know, or your ball falls off the tee in the tee box and Frank's behind you. That's one. Thanks, bud. But no, I mean, this is something where, like, you don't have to be a golf expert to enjoy what this tournament is.
No.
I think that's the best part about it and why it's so great, because you look at what this tournament is, you'll know who the winner is immediately. You may fall out of it. Like when Danny Welliak won it, I thought he looked like Theo.
Danny Welliak won the Masters?
That's right. Yeah, she's a stud.
I love her.
Shout out to the Casey Curran.
That's right. She does a great job over there with them.
Fantastic.
She's awesome.
Job. Yeah. She was always nice to me.
She's the best. Danny, we love you.
But no, like when Danny Willett won it, everyone's like, who's this? And then you kind of figured out who he was, where he's from. And then obviously it fell off because he didn't really do much after that except for, you know, take care of Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones. That's what he looked like. It was Theon Greyjoy to me, for those of you that are Game of Thrones fans. But no, I think this is great. I think that is... you know, the Masters is great. I think that the focus for a lot of people will be, can Scottie Scheffler go back-to-back? Can Rory McIlroy win this tournament? Can Angel Cabrera go from being behind bars to inside of a green jacket? There's so many storylines, yet we even haven't started. Will a live golfer make it?
I was going to ask you about that. I'm glad you brought that up because that was kind of going to be my follow-up. Like, do we want a live golfer to win this thing?
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I mean, Dustin Johnson, past winner. Patrick Reed, past winner. Bryson DeChambeau is great for golf. You guys were talking about, you know, can there be another Tiger? You need a lot of Riz when it comes to having that sort of, and that's the right answer. There is never going to be another Jordan. There's never going to be another Ken Griffey Jr. There will never be another Tiger Woods, but there can be somebody that can be their era's version of that. Maybe never to that expectation, but that can be something where you're like, hey, Bryson's in the top five on a Sunday. I'm going to watch it because he embraces what the sport needs. It needs more electricity. It needs more fun. And I get it. People are like, well, at the Masters, you can't run. You can't take photos. You can't. I understand the tradition of the Masters.
You're saying that the sport needs all that. And then people are ripping Shador Sanders for being too fun.
Because football doesn't need that. Football in itself is already exciting.
Yeah, but it does, though. Okay. Because I think people realize football was boring when they were watching the NFL playoffs this year and they weren't bouncing around from score to score to score to score to score watching the red zone. Mm-hmm. The minute you don't think you need something, that's when you start to fail. It would be like McDonald's saying, we don't need to advertise anymore because we're McDonald's. You see McDonald's everywhere. They constantly advertise. You constantly have to have fun, engaging athletes in your sport. Otherwise, people won't have fun and they won't engage with your sport.
And somebody says this day, I was explaining to my girl today about the Masters, and all I could say is that it's the Super Bowl of golf.
Yeah.
It 1,000% is, right?
Right.
Lots of nations are involved. Lots of nations are watching. It can change your life forever. I mean, think about Jalen Hurts, man. Like what he just did. He beat Mahomes for one.
I don't remember that game. What did that happen?
Well, you were too busy spilling coffee on some poor soul.
Matt Derrick, poor guy. I still feel bad to this day.
And peanuts.
That was like 3 months ago.
Isn't that weird?
No, 2 months ago.
Yeah. February 9th.
It's April 9th. Yeah. 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
It was like yesterday. But baseball got away from fun for a while. And what happened to baseball? It dissipated, right?
And they don't have that guy.
But they're starting to get those guys now, and they're bringing the fun back to baseball, right? They're allowing the bat flips. Ellie De La Cruz is him.
Yeah.
You've got Bobby Witt Jr., Shohei Ohtani, Judge. You know, say what you want about Jazz. He's becoming the perfect heel for baseball. The games are fast. People are having a good time. You brought the fun back to baseball. Now people are having that kind of fun watching it. I don't have an issue if somebody wants to go rogue on the golf course and be a little bit different and, you know, wear jeans or whatever you want to do or dance around. And we remember Chichi Rodriguez. I couldn't tell you one thing he did, but man, he had fun with that putter, right?
Yeah, the sword.
Yeah, you need that kind of stuff in golf.
And I think what you just explained is the problem that identifies itself. Mahomes isn't like fun. Right. Mahomes is just talently different to where like he does things that make you go, what? And the same can be true about Bobby Witt Jr. Like Bobby Witt Jr. is not going to like blow you away with personality.
No.
He's just like talently gifted. Like seeing him go from first to third from first to home on that pop fly from Vinny that dropped last night, busting out of the box, you know, all the way to third and scoring on a little dinker dunker to the mound. Like that stuff is not like that doesn't blow you away. Tiger had the best because he had the charisma plus he had the talent. Right. Griffey was the same way. Griffey had the talent plus the charisma. Scottie Scheffler has the talent, but there's nothing behind it. There's no.
It's very rare.
And so, like, that's the problem is like the rarefied air. Like, Jordan did the
But did he have the charisma?
He did. But he didn't have the time. Right. Like, he wasn't as portrayed as it is on social media with like fun stuff, right? Like, but there's the stories of Jordan going out and playing 36 holes and losing 10 grand and then telling the guy
not tipping
and then telling the guy, well, this is on the golf course and betting, but like then telling the guy that he played, I'm going to drop 46 on you tonight. Don't worry about it. And then goes out there and drops 46. Like that's charisma and just it's like
different style charisma. Like I'm thinking of the charisma, like, you know, who's got the best charisma in sports.
Right. And so,
you know, and they just have that personality. Charles Barkley, great charisma, right? Like, you just want to hang out with Charles Barkley. You want to be, doesn't matter what he's talking about, you want to be there. Like, that guy's awesome, right?
And
we need that.
And that's where the tough part of that whole thing lies. Like, golfers just don't normally bring that. That's why I thought when I was younger, watching Jordan Spieth come up in golf, it was like, this guy has personality. Like, hitting the bunker shot, throwing up his club, and jumping to his caddy's arms. You know, screaming the F word on a bad shot. You can all relate to that, right? Like you can kind of get used to like, hey, I do that when I hit a bad shot. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? And then you can be relatable with that. Like Scotty's not really relatable. Tiger wasn't relatable, but Tiger was fun and dominant. Patrick Mahomes is not really relatable, but he's dominant in his own natural way. The same with Bobby Witt Jr. But like, you know, you ask Bobby Witt, like, dude, what's it like flying around those bases scoring? It's great. You know, I just want to give our team a chance to win, and the boys are playing some ball. Like, that's the most exciting we've heard Bobby Witt Jr. say, the boys are playing some ball.
Right.
It's literally here on a shirt.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, an audio clip. It's not something where you're like, oh, man, that guy's exciting. Whereas, like, you know, even maybe Jack Caglione hits the ball 550 feet deep. But, like, when you interview about it, he's like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm glad we put it, you know.
I'm glad we got a win tonight.
Right.
That's not that big a deal. We didn't get a win. Like, right. Yeah, that is boring. Yeah. Whereas Travis, like, Kelce's got the charisma.
And that's a good one.
You know?
That's a good one.
Because, Travis and Jason.
Yeah, like, you know? They have the personality plus the talent. You put those together, you can't knock one for the other. Like, if someone's not really talented, but they're over the top, loud, and like Chisholm, right? That's why he's considered a heel.
Yeah.
Like, you're not this good to be this arrogant is probably the argument that people would have with Jad Chisholm.
Or but he is hitting the snot out of the ball this year.
Torpedo bat.
Yeah, right.
And that's
but baseball needs him to be good.
That's fine. And I agree with that. But like, you look at guys like Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Like, Bryce Harper's there. Baseball just missed. They swung and missed multiple times on Bryce Harper.
As they were trying to push Mike Trout out there. And just a little known fact, the Anaheim Angels have the longest drought in Major League Baseball without getting to the postseason.
And that all 10 started. Years.
And that all started when the Royals knocked him out and everybody was drunk on Saturday. We missed that whole series.
Yeah.
But the guy in baseball you're kind of talking to that had the charisma but no talent was that guy that played here for a hot minute. Trey Hillman's son-in-law.
Oh.
What was that guy's name?
Gosh.
And then he went to Tampa. And he won the World Series down there, but he had that laugh, and he was always engaging.
Oh,
but
yeah,
he couldn't.
Brett Phillips.
Brett Phillips, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy couldn't buy a hit, but man, he was engaging, right? And people liked him. Have a little personality, have a little talent, and you'll be a hero.
I will say this. I'm interested to see what the ratings are, but Saturday is the big day for the Masters. Now, weather's
That's called moving day.
It is. Congratulations, yeah. And so that's what's great about this tournament is we talk about moving day on Saturday where everything kind of gets hectic. And then obviously you have the Sunday pin placements and the Sunday, you know, aura that is like, okay, who's going to buckle? Who's going to thrive? Who's going to, you know, try to just, you know, get there. Cause some guy might be at the top of the leaderboard at 7 under. And then by the end of the day, he's at +1, goes 6 over on the day or -1. He goes 6 over on the day. And some guy that was -3, like a Scottie Scheffler, ends up finishing the tournament at -11. I mean, you can talk to Oberg about that. You can talk to Max Homa about that, who hit like 270 range balls yesterday, which is just insane. But that's what's great about this tournament also is that today you have like the par three where the kids go out and run, mm-hmm. The guys that are now dads that weren't. It's a fun event. It's great.
It
it's like somebody said, it is like the Super Bowl of golf or the Super Bowl of golf. It's the big event.
Well, the Super Bowl is the Masters of football.
And what's funny is it has the lamest trophy. It's a jacket. It's a green jacket.
No, it's not the lamest trophy. That's awesome, man.
I mean,
you go out
after Stanley Cup.
You go to a
Lombardi.
Strip club in the Masters jacket. You can get lap dance,
or you do what Bubba Watson did and go to Waffle House.
Yeah,
you know, and get smothered, covered, diced, and peppered.
But that's what it needs to be more of.
Yeah,
like
no, I agree.
Put on that green jacket, walk your ass to Waffle House, and have something.
And
to
I
eat.
Can guarantee you, if Bryson DeChambeau, the live golfer you mentioned, who can do it, if he wins it, I can promise you he will go full Gronk. He will go shirtless with a jacket on, go out, pop champagne,
good.
Have fun, and bring it to the people. Because when he was in the last tournament that he won for a major, he was pumping the crowd up at the U.S.
And
Open.
And the PGA Tour will be like, how do we get you back?
Oh, he's already on his way. His contract's up at LIV. And they're all like, well, we didn't see the game kind of dying out. We thought they'd do more with it. We kind of want back him and Brooks Koepka, who's also a guy you could probably think about. Because for some reason, when the majors come up, Brooks Koepka's game elevates.
Who's the guy that got arrested last year at the golf tournament?
Oh, I don't know.
Remember the guy got stuffed and cuffed, taken away?
Oh, that was Scottie Scheffler.
Was that Scottie Scheffler?
Yeah, they didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Again, relevant to the conversation we just had. You think Tiger Woods gets arrested? No.
No. But you know what? That's very rare. Like, I would guarantee you 99% of the professional athletes today are unrecognizable.
Yeah. I mean, it's
if you
true.
Just see if you just see a random professional,
you think if
athlete,
Bobby Witt Jr. walked into Starbucks with no hat on, no eye black, and no jersey, you think people would know immediately that's Bobby Witt?
No. Where are we?
We are in Independence, Missouri.
I would think some would. Some would. You'd have these. Is that Bobby?
Okay, here's one for you.
Because we were at spring training. He walked into a restaurant with his old man, and nobody recognized him.
Yeah.
And that was surprised. That's why I asked where.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. How about if Cole Reagans walked into a Chick-fil-A to order a sandwich? Do you think people would know who Cole Reagans is?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Not even in Olathe, you know, or Independence or anywhere right 0%. Now.
0%.
No.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, there are so many athletes that are out there. We know their names, but if you were to see them, you probably wouldn't recognize them. And that's where you need, like, your Tiger Woods, your LeBron James, your Michael Jordans. You know, those are the guys, man.
I remember because I'm a sports nut, we were at the Zach Bryan concert, and there was a guy buying a beer. I'm like, that looks like Johnny Russell. And my buddy's like, how the hell would you know what Johnny Russell looks like in the wild?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, but that looks like Johnny Russell. He Google searches an image of Johnny Russell, and the neck tattoo matched the neck tattoo. He's like, that is Johnny Russell. Of course. Being the friend that he was, he's like, Johnny, turns around. Hey, I'm like, damn it, dude, come on, let's go.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like they probably hate, like, just shouting their name and walking off.
Oh, it was one of those. He shouted his name.
Yeah,
and
he was
left,
like, Jerry. And I was like, just go say hi.
Oh, go say hi. You know? Yeah, at that point in time, you got to go say hi, buy the guy a beer. Something like that. Like, I mean, Mahomes with the new hair may not be as recognizable as he once was. Now, here, obviously. But, yeah. I mean, if he went somewhere else, it'd be like, kind of looks like Mahomes with the hair's not there.
I do envy not being recognized in public for them, because that would be nice. Like, if you could still be a superstar and be able to go have a normal life, like, no way Mahomes could walk into, like, Whataburger and be like, yeah, I'll do the number four or whatever it is. No way.
I saw a story about Travis Kelce doing something like that, where he walked into a restaurant recently and just placed a, oh, it was Lamar's Donuts he was talking about on his podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when he walks into Lamar's, which, by the way, they got one right up there by the landing. If you want to hit the Lamar's on the way home from the landing, you could do that.
Like, will they if be he, open? They close at like 2, I think.
Yeah, maybe when they're out of donuts. But
tell
like,
me no Maloney.
Yeah, they'll definitely be open, because he spends a lot of time at Lamar's. Just look at him.
He's a smart
Oh, my God. Whoa.
This guy loses a bunch of weight and he starts fat shaming.
Yeah, come on,
people.
Man.
Good Lord.
I just seen if Rob's listening. So Travis goes.
F Bob from Mr. Maloney.
Exactly. Well, Nick Paradise texts in and said Johnny Russell loves saying hi to fans. He's the nicest dude ever. So
yeah, he looked over and went.
Yeah. So, like, Travis Kelce walks into Lamar's. If you're behind the counter at Lamar's, you know that's Travis Kelce, right? Mm. Like, he's one of those guys I think you do recognize.
Well, he's everywhere.
Everywhere, right? Like, in the world, everybody would recognize him. Like, so Travis goes, I'll take a dozen donuts. And you're like, oh, my God, that's Travis Kelce. Do you ask for an autograph? Do you get a picture? Do you...
No, I ask him what his top donut choice is.
You have him bite a donut and then sell a used Kelce donut to some Swiftie?
That's good.
I think, honestly, if being in my position that I'm in, I know it's like frowned upon by our industry, I'd probably ask him, rank your top 3 Lamar's donuts real quick. And then I would be like, hey, you mind, like, real quick, like, holding a donut and be like, this guy eats here too. Like, I make it somewhat funny. I wouldn't make it like stalkerish. Or I'd just let him go on with his day and be like, enjoy it. Yeah. See you next season. Barely off those. Everyone's going to sell your wash.
That's
next
exactly
year.
Right. Yeah. This is why you only had 9. Yeah. I'll tell you, Rob, I saw him at Lamar's Donuts. Carrington, there's no room for donuts in football.
He didn't get the cinnamon twist. He's overrated. I don't know. Lamar's never made me sick. I love it. They're always good donuts, but some food does make people sick. It made Cody Bellinger sick. We'll explain what is the one food that gave you food poisoning, or what's the worst food you could possibly have food poisoning with. On the other side, on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
From the 620, dude, I just came from Lamar's in Lee's Summit. Solid. The Lamar's, I think it's like the Lamar's round, whatever it is. It's like chocolate donut. It's fantastic. That and the cinnamon twist, and then just the glaze. Just the solid glaze is good there, and I'm a big hater on glazes.
Yeah, I'm just a cake donut fan. Give me a chocolate cake donut, call it a day. You were glazing old producer guy out there in the bullpen just a second ago.
Not the way you would use that word. But no, so I go out there and they're having a discussion, and Cody and Gold are both, you know, pretty good at being self-deprecating. They're sitting there going, hang on. And I hear Drew.
They
and
are?
Alex goes,
hang on a second. Like,
did you watch the one-on-one video in basketball they had the other year ago when they played one-on-one?
Oh, no.
That'll give you enough for it.
Okay, good.
But no, so Drew Nixon, that you'll hear in about 10 minutes.
Of course. Love
thinks Drew. He would break 100 in Masters conditions at the course.
No, you're not. I don't mean, look.
Steven Spector.
I was going to say, I've worked with Steven Spector.
He said 97 is what Steven Spector would shoot.
No,
that's
you're
what
not.
Steven Spector said himself. He goes, Masters conditions, probably a 97.
No, you're not.
And Drew thinks he would break 100, because then they asked me, Dusty, what would you shoot at the Masters? And I said, 125 to 130.
I mean, you'd be so nervous teeing off on those holes, thinking about, like, everybody that's played there.
And
what
we're
this
saying
is.
From the tips, so the furthest back tee box, that's how that works, with the conditions of the green, with the pin placement on Sunday, the Masters conditions, I'm not breaking 120. I know that for a fact. I mean, I shot 89 at a local course the other day, which some people would be like, that's pretty good. Not to my standards, but that was at a local course from not the tips. An 89.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shooting 130 at the Masters. 100%.
Some people are dumb.
Yeah. And Drew is a good golfer. Drew's probably the best golfer at this station. Specs a 3-4 handicap.
Speck also thinks he could hit off of Mariano Rivera and start for TCU. Now, back in the day, he probably could have started for TCU. That team sucked.
Do you think you'd have a better chance at getting a par at the Masters or hitting Cole Reagans?
You're asking me personally?
How many pitches do I get for like a normal at-bat?
Okay, that's a good follow-up. Okay, you get 10 attempts at one hole to make a par.
Okay.
Or you get 20 swings to get a base hit against Cole Reagans.
The Cole Reagans Cole thing, Reagans. Other because I'm the golf thing for me is, screwed. Yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah.
There's no chance I'm getting a hit off of Cole Reagans, I would put my money on that instead of the golf
100%.
Thing.
Yeah.
I just want them to go play Augusta now to watch them not break 100. And I would be that guy from Happy Gilmore. You will not make this putt, jackass! That is foolish talk that they think they'd break 100.
Some people are dumb.
Yeah. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
100%.
What is Walter Pennington going to do at the Masters?
I mean, dude, he's probably been playing Mission Hills Country Club his whole life, so similar.
You think he plays golf with no shoes on, barefoot, touching the grass?
That's not allowed at Ritzy Country Clubs. They want you to have your golf shoes on before you get to the parking lot.
Of course, yeah. They want you to look really nice.
This is why I don't fit in with that.
Yeah, I'm good.
Somebody asked me a text line, does Lamar's make a toothpaste-flavored donut?
Nice.
That would actually be better than the KFC-flavored donut.
For sure.
Yeah.
Or toothpaste.
Toothpaste, yeah.
KFC-flavored donut, that's a different story. Does donut taste like fried chicken?
Okay, yeah.
Somebody says, none of these guys are breaking 100. That's probably the most diabolical thing I've ever heard in a while. Just telling you, man. Yeah, it ain't happening.
There's a reason you're in sports radio, because you're not good at sports.
There will be a PGA Tour golfer not make the cut and probably shoot 11 over, and that will be a catastrophic failure for them. Now, that's 2 days' score.
Yeah.
So they might go 6 over, 5 over, which 6 over the Masters would be a 78 or a 77, but that wouldn't make the cut, and that's a bad round for them. If they're shooting 80, which would be crazy to see a PGA Tour golfer shoot an 80, at the Masters, it'll happen. Somebody will, but you won't know who they were. But they're a million times better than them, and they're going to break 100?
They're going to break 100? Yeah, no.
Not a chance.
So Speck probably thinks the answer is yes to this question. Could you win the Masters starting each hole in the green, but from the furthest point away from the pin? Do you think he would say yes?
What is it again?
What?
Could you win the Masters starting each hole on the green, but from the furthest spot away from the pin?
No. You would 4-putt, 5-putt.
Speck probably thinks.
Oh, yeah.
And Drew.
Some people are dumb.
Speaking of some people are dumb, I don't know how much you are on Instagram these days, but Cody Bellinger put round 2 of wings.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, round 2, and we heard the news yesterday that I thought was insane because obviously it's a New York player, so it goes everywhere. Cody Bellinger missed the game yesterday due to food poisoning because of the wings he ate, but he didn't have them once. He had them twice.
He went back for seconds.
Wings is a tough thing to have food poisoning with. What is the worst food poisoning you could have from any sort of food?
I've had it twice.
And you remember the food?
Oh, absolutely. I remember getting it. And one was a pizza, and one was I had
pizza
sushi.
That's also tough.
It is.
But
I've gone back to both of those. Like, not immediately afterwards. You don't eat for, I felt like, a couple of days after.
Was it both ends or one?
Well, I don't puke. So it was all.
It's crazy.
Like, out the other end. Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time I peed.
Yeah, you said the 80s.
Probably, yeah. I mean,
that's nuts.
Yeah. This weekend I'll be barfing all over the place.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, it was Bobby Barf. When you talked to Amanda about my hair, just mentioned about Bobby Barf. But, but that was car sickness. Like, I would hang my head out the car and puke. It would go on the windshield behind us if people were tailgating.
Lovely.
I wouldn't wish motion sickness on people. But like that kind of sickness. No, but the food poisoning is awful. Like, all you want to do is lay on the cold bathroom floor and hug the toilet when you have food poisoning.
God, seafood's got to be tough. Texan says seafood smells even worse coming back up. Woofta. I think fajitas has to be up there.
That's an odd one.
Because my buddy, I bring that up because my buddy got food poisoning from fajitas when he's a kid. To this day, cannot smell them, cannot see them, cannot eat them without getting that queasy feeling.
I understand that. Like, I just don't understand, though, how, like, the food is cooking the entire time. Like,
maybe he got a bad piece of chicken that wasn't cooked all the
way.
Does
he remember where it was? And he's probably not going back to that place. Cause the places I got food poisoning, one place was out of town. The other's now closed, but, hopefully soon to be reopened.
Mm-hmm.
But I go back. I wouldn't have a problem going back.
Mac, you got an answer? It would be the worst.
Fajita tuna sounds pretty bad. Yeah, tuna.
Ew.
Pimento cheese.
Pimento cheese. Yeah. How many people are getting food poisoning from hot pimento cheese?
Oh. Maybe me and Mac tomorrow when we do Smash or Pass. Hey, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is Simply Cool to Care, Kansas City. Stay kind, stay safe, and have a lot of fun on a Wednesday. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.